Japanese technology conglomerate NEC Corporation has officially halted its internal research and development program to build a physical gate-based superconducting quantum computer. First reported by Nikkei Asia, the company discontinued direct QPU hardware development at the close of its fiscal year, March 2026, citing extended commercialization timelines and capital investment requirements necessary to generate a near-term return on investment (ROI). NEC strategic shift and AMP, quantum portfolio status. Discontinued R and AMP-D programs, continued technical operations, regional competitive landscape. Physical superconducting hardware R and AMP-D, simulated annealing and AMP. Quantum-inspired algorithms, Fujitsu Active Superconducting R and AMP-D, RIKEN joint venture. Gate-based QPU fabrication, projects, commercial combinatorial optimization, services, IBM Quantum System, 2 deployments in Japan, Kobe Kawasaki. Direct hardware capital allocation, classical emulation layer development, targeted public-private hardware competitors, US and AMP, China. From superconducting pioneer to software and annealing focus. NEC holds historical significance in quantum physics as the first entity to demonstrate a controlled solid-state superconducting qubit, achieved at its Tsukuba Research Laboratories in 1999 using a single Cooper pair box circuit. The company's pivot reflects a strategic realigning away from capital-intensive hardware fabrication towards software and optimization workflows. Pivot to quantum-inspired annealing. NEC will concentrate engineering resources on quantum-inspired vector annealing and simulated annealing platforms, targeting high-dimensional combinatorial optimization problems in logistics, financial modeling, and industrial scheduling. Classical emulation and services. The company will maintain its software stack and enterprise consulting services, running quantum-inspired algorithms on classical high-performance computing, HPC, and vector supercomputing architectures. Hardware consolidation in Japan. NEC's exit leaves Fujitsu as the primary domestic corporate developer of superconducting hardware in Japan, alongside state-backed initiatives led by RIKEN and international CloudLink deployments featuring IBM Quantum System 2 and Quantinuum architectures. Review the original report on Nikkei Asia here. September 7, 2026. Leave a comment